Well, to the US, where they're on the cusp of an historic election in a couple of days, the US and indeed the world awaits the outcome with bated breath. Washington correspondent Simon Marks is with me. And Simon, how different has this been reporting this election as opposed to any other?
Oh, there's absolutely no comparison, Wallace. I have been doing this quite a long while. This is my sixth presidential election here in the United States, and we've never seen an election campaign like this one, and I doubt very much that we'll see an election campaign like it again. And that's partly, of course, due to the personality of Donald Trump, who has really rewritten the rule book of American electoral politics, and we will find out here on Tuesday night after the polls close whether he has completely torn out the last pages of that rule book and totally rewritten it from cover to cover. But it's also partly due to the real animus that exists here between core supporters of Hillary Clinton who are absolutely committed to her and indeed have that bated breath, terrified about the possibility of waking up in a Donald Trump-governed America, and animus between them and the core supporters of Donald Trump, who are showing up at rallies wearing T-shirts that call for Hillary Clinton's incarceration, chanting like a mantra at those rallies, lock her up anytime her name is invoked by her Republican rival. So the level of invective and the level of real hatred between these two groups, real enmity, is something that we've never seen, even in the highly polarized politics that has come to dominate Washington over the last decade or so. And I think one of the big questions when the votes are counted and when this election is over is how on earth is this country going to begin putting all the pieces back together?
Simon, could this actually go either way? Is it Hillary Clinton's election to lose?
I think that is probably the way to look at it. I mean, this has been such a roller coaster the last 10 days, ever since that moment when the FBI director announced that he was reinvigorating the investigation into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information. Ever since that moment, the polling momentum has moved in Donald Trump's direction. Now, it hasn't moved in Donald Trump's direction sufficiently to put him ahead of her nationally, so she still enjoys a 2 to 4 point national lead in the polls over Donald Trump. And if you look at the complex mosaic of states that she needs to put together, that he needs to put together, rather, in order to secure 270 votes in the Electoral College and win the presidency, he has far fewer paths to victory than she appears to have. Nonetheless, he has paths to victory. If he wins Florida, if he wins Ohio, and if he manages to eke out a victory in North Carolina, he is almost certainly going to be unstoppable in his quest for the presidency. And you know, that breath that you were talking about is literally bated here in the United States. I got an email this morning from a former senior official in George W. Bush's administration, a Republican, but a Republican who is not backing Donald Trump, indeed is very much opposed to the idea of Donald Trump becoming president. And he said to me in this email that he feels absolutely heartsick about what he fears the United States is about to do. And there is, I think, a growing sense that Hillary Clinton needed this election to take place 10 days to 2 weeks ago. And every day that it goes on, every last minute of the campaign, is only moving that momentum further in Donald Trump's direction. It may be too little, too late, but he's definitely strengthening.
You mentioned the animosity. I mean, there's a lot of animosity, isn't there, between the supporters of both sides to a level we, as you said, we haven't really seen. And we saw that, for example, when Barack Obama, you know, he struggled to quiet in the crowd when there was a Trump supporter in the stand. And that animosity, I suppose, is likely to reverberate down into Congress. What will be the challenges there, trying to sort of get together to pass laws?
Enormous. But let me just say, Wallace, you're absolutely right to identify that moment where Barack Obama was trying to quiet the crowd of Democratic Party supporters as they rounded on one Donald Trump supporter where he was making an address, because it was almost a moment in which you could see history moving. You know, President Obama, redolent and representative of the old kind of politics in this country, the crowd that he was trying to settle, redolent of the new kind of politics that has come to dominate this election campaign. The congressional election is extremely important. Remember that one third of the Senate and the entire House of Representatives is up for grabs, and at stake is the question of whether the Republicans will continue to control both houses in Congress. If Hillary Clinton is elected president, but the Republicans retain control of the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives, we are heading towards absolute gridlock central here, and worse than just gridlock, a situation in which Republicans are going to be salivating about the possibility of tying Hillary Clinton up in investigative knots. They will be using the impeachment word three times before breakfast, even before her inaugural address has finished echoing through Capitol Hill. It will be a very, very ugly situation here indeed.
And Simon, what sort of sense do you get from people around you when you go into your local store in Washington there, or your local deli or coffee shop? Do you get a sense that US citizens are tired of the race by now? What do they say to you in everyday life?
I think everybody has got election fatigue at this point. There is a desire to get this over and put it behind the country, whether you're a Trump supporter or a Hillary Clinton supporter. You know, the uncertainty has created real tension in society, and tension in the workplace as well, as across family dinner tables where families themselves may be divided between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump supporters. So there is a desire to put this behind them, but also I think there's going to be a post-election need to engage in some kind of national healing process. And how that gets underway, given the sense of animus that we've talked about between those two sides, I think is a very big question. I can also tell you that from a purely personal perspective, having covered virtually nothing other than this race for the last 15 months, I think there are real questions here about whether in any sense American democracy is benefited from a campaign that just goes on and on and on. And before we know where we are, people are going to be limbering up in the wings for the 2020 election, and we will barely have put the 2016 election behind us.
Simon Marks, great to have you on the show this morning from Washington. Thank you very much.